Priscilla Navarro is one of the finalists in the Haida Hermans International Piano Competition, and it's wonderful to have a chance to talk with you.
Thank you. I'm very excited too.
Your career as an artist has taken you all over the world, and you've participated in a lot of international competitions. And so I'd love to know why you decided to enter the Haida competition.
Well, a friend of mine had been kind of looking at different competitions, and he brought this one up. And I went on, and I saw that the main element was this home recital, which I love to do, and I feel like it's very special. It's very different from most competitions. And also the fact that they only invite four finalists to come, and we all get to do a recital. So that really encouraged me to apply, and I was so happy when I saw that I'd been selected to come.
Well, right after we talk, you're going to be on the jury for an international competition. And so does that give you any kind of a special insight as you're a finalist, knowing the kinds of things that the jury might be looking for as a juror yourself?
Yes, well, very much. I feel being a jury member is very, very difficult because often you'll run into so many wonderful pianists and then it's hard to make the choice. Yet at the same time, I feel that being authentic and really honest with the audience is what sticks most to almost all everybody, whether jury members or just regular audience members.
Wow. Well, you chose such a wide range of pieces for your concert. There's Bach, the Fantasy and Fugue, BWV 904. And this spring, you were at a concert in Spain, and you were awarded a special prize for a performance of a work by Bach. So what is it for you? What really touches you about Bach's music that gives you that special connection?
Well, when I started in Peru, my music education when I was 9 years old, I studied with a pianist who was also a harpsichord player. Mm-hmm. And she had been educated in Germany. And she kind of instilled this love for Bach. And I remember very clearly the very first pieces of Bach that I learned is like little preludes and then went on to inventions. And I think what captures me about it is that it's some of the most complex music there is, and it's the work of a real genius. Mm-hmm. And yet at the same time, it is so human. I feel like Bach's music can portray every human emotion, from deep, deep sorrow to just exuberant joy, and even just regular daily life and being happy with everything that happens with us. And his own person was this way, you know, unlike many others that were contemporaries of his, like Handel, who traveled all around Europe and what was known in his time, or even people like Scarlatti and Vivaldi. Bach stayed within a few miles in Germany and had children and had a very normal life, and yet composed this amazing music. Yeah. So I think that's what makes it so relevant for me, that it can connect to everybody.
And there's the program, there are so many other wonderful works on the program that you performed. How in the world did you narrow down from the hundreds of years of piano music? How did you choose the rest of the pieces on the program?
Well, I felt that this particular case was very special precisely because of the recital setting and the fact that we all got to do one recital. And I felt that, you know, for regular competitions, I do play Chopin and Liszt. I've played almost all of Chopin. I'm in the Liszt competition next year in Utrecht. And but for this particular one, I wanted to showcase pieces that I feel are unique to me, mm-hmm. that I know that I do my best in and that my vision is unique. So that's why I chose Granados. I've recently, well, not recently, within the last 4 years, played a lot of his music. I'm recording the Goyesca set next year. And I feel that this music is so incredibly powerful, and it's not as often played mm-hmm. as other composers. And Rachmaninoff is very often played, but I also feel very close to him. I just performed the second concerto a couple of weeks ago with an orchestra in Peru, and the cello sonata also. So I feel that this also represents me. And the Peruvian piece is very close to me because I premiered it in Carnegie Hall and have performed it ever since. So I felt that different sides of my personality were portrayed through all the pieces.
Yeah, it's a really diverse group of pieces, and it must have been fun to just listen to the whole thing all at once.
Oh, yes, and I love sharing about it, too. I talk a little bit about each and kind of show people what may help them to connect better with the pieces.
Well, part of the competition involves teaching a master class,
mm-hmm.
and so what sort of special skills does that need? I mean, how do you connect with the student, and in the very short amount of time that you have with them, how do you focus that so that you can really help them?
Yeah, I think this is very important because a masterclass is not like a regular lesson. Mm-hmm. And some of us have a lot of teaching experience. Some others don't have much teaching experience. But I think it's very important to be able to help other pianists, especially pianists who are younger. And I think what is what will help most is, first of all, to look at each individual student as a special case and see maybe how long have they studied this piece, how long have they studied piano, and what are they working on with their teachers with a particular piece. Mm-hmm. And then try to see if you have any new perspective that may help them achieve what they're looking for. And if they're already on the road to that, then you can offer other suggestions for further exploration, which may inspire them, which is, I think, very important.
Yeah, well, it must be an interesting challenge as a teacher, because I think the first time you get to hear a student is when he or she plays the piece for you, right? So mm-hmm. so you must have to, like, really think fast about...
Of course, yes, and you have to think that it's not just the student playing. There is the lessons that they've had and their whole, how they were formed as musicians and the influence of the teacher and what are they looking for? Are they preparing this piece for a specific event? Are they doing an audition? Or and all those things will shape what you choose to work on. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's long-term objectives like working in sound or development of phrasing and general things like that, or sometimes very short-term things like if you're auditioning with this, you might want to do a little more of the dynamics here or more clarity here and things like that.
Right. Priscilla, it's been so much fun to talk with you, and good luck in the competition, and thank you for taking some time.
Thank you so much. It's a joy to be here.